Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I have been away for a couple of days. As you have probably noticed, I've run some shows that I thought would be of great interest to you. You showed a lot of interest in them when they ran the first time back in December. While I was at the bedside of my mother, who has been fighting Alzheimer's for about 10 years, and she won her victory Tuesday around 5:30 p.m., and she went to be with our Lord with a full mind and a new body, and she is singing praises. My mother was very musical. She sang, and she's singing praises, and she's probably dancing a little jig in with our Jesus. So that's where I've been. The funeral will be this Sunday, and I have family coming in this weekend, but I wanted to be with you today, and I will be with you tomorrow. And I just wanted you to know where I have been. I had kind of announced last week that she was in bad shape. And if anybody could have whipped it, she would have been able to whip it. And it's a horrible disease. And it stripped my mother of everything except determination. And she hung in there as long as her physical body would allow her. She was 95, would have been 96 in March. Very spry woman. She was a registered nurse in her day, and she raised 5 children and has 12 grandchildren and 26 great-grandchildren and 3 great-great-grandchildren. Quite a legacy. Anyway, I wanted you to know where I have been, and I appreciate those of you who are also on Facebook. You have been following and watching as I have been posting and keeping everyone updated, and I appreciate so much your thoughts and prayers. We are victorious, but our tears still flow because we have lost our mother here on earth. And anyway, I thank you all, and I have with me today, I aired yesterday's show that aired the first time on the 26th of December with Tony and Tiso, and I did that purposely because I had told you last week that I was going to have him on January 8th, and here he is today, and we're going to continue our conversation. Tony, do you think you could figure out where we left off? I was trying to listen this morning, and I kept getting distracted with phone calls and other things, but how are you today, sir?
I'm fine, thank you, and my condolences to you and your family.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. What we did in that last show, if people were listening, we covered the history of how the bankers took over the United States and the rest of the world today.
May I read something to you? Hang on just a second. I want to read something to you. This is what I posted announcing the show today. What if I told you that the version of history you were taught in school was heavily revised to favor your own nation's agenda while hiding its crimes, and in doing so fostered an unrealistic sense of false patriotism used to manufacture your allegiance to a corporate entity masquerading as your government?
Oh, that's you. You hit it right on the head.
Well, I didn't do it. Somebody else posted that, and I copied it and found it several months back, and I thought, that's appropriate today.
They figured it out. It's exactly right. And so rather than spend time going back over that history,
absolutely.
You've aired it twice now.
Yeah, we have.
What I'd like to do is kind of cover what they are doing now. And one of your listeners sent in an email about derivatives, and this how that relates is that there's a bail-in in place now instead of a bail-out, and what the bail-in is what they did in Greece.
Oh, my.
In other words, yeah, in other words, they
that didn't turn out so well.
No, it don't, because they closed the banks and took the people's money. Now, how are they going to do that? Okay. There was this $1 trillion spending bill that our Congress passed. And if people think because a Republican Congress is now in session that it's going to be better, they better think again.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about that tomorrow, too, on how the, you know, they showed their colors when they put old Boehner in there again and without any kind of a fight, really.
No, and if people will just think back to what Thomas Jefferson and George Washington said at different times, was that political parties will be the ruin of this nation.
Mm.
They were very sorry to see that. Anyway, the bail-in is in as a part of that $1 trillion spending. That amendment was written, lobbied, and written by Citibank. And what it does is allows them to continue to use these derivatives to make money without any accountability and at the expense of the depositors of the banks. What it does in the bill, it says it allows financial institutions, which is the Wall Street banks, to trade in certain derivatives insured by the FDIC, which is our tax money. And what it means is that taxpayers will be responsible for all losses resulting from those derivative contracts. That's in that $1 trillion bill.
And what is the name of that bill or the number?
I don't know, but remember it was on the news and they said Congress passed the $1 trillion spending bill.
Okay.
That's the one. Okay, I don't remember
Okay.
Yeah, but that's the one. Let's see here. Maybe I thought I... No, I don't have it here. But anyway, and so with this huge deficit and these shaky financial derivative contracts, it won't take much for that thing to crash. So that's what they did recently. And how does all this work? And how does this relate to what you have in paper... paper in your pocket, green paper.
That stuff we call money.
Okay. What I'd like to do, I hope your listeners will get a pencil and a paper out, and I would like to show them how to determine the difference between money and currency and how this system that the banks have come up with is just, it's currency, it's not money, and there's a reason for the definition. So if you get a piece of paper, just draw a line down the middle. You're not going to need a lot of room. And stop and think about this. The banks, the only thing that we as individuals have is our time and our freedom. We have a lot of other things, but they steal our time and our freedom from us through economics. And how do they do that? Okay, here's how this works. Take that piece of paper with the line down the middle. On the left side, number one, you put medium of exchange. So we recognize that we will use these green backs between us. Two, it's a unit of account. What that means is it has a number on it, so that tells you what you can buy with that unit of account.
Okay, this is that green stuff we're carrying around, right?
Okay. Put the title on the top of this on the left side as currency.
Okay, we're going into a break, so we're gonna go through this again when we come. And everybody go get your piece of paper, put a line down the middle, and if you want to talk to Tony, give us a call at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Money and currency, what's the difference? And we will be right back. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSE Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her Real Buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range magazine. 5 quarters of Range magazine, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, and her Real Buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and a Rest Drench product. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Tony and Tiso. We are continuing a conversation we had on the 26th of December, which I reran the show yesterday so that it could be clear in our minds for today. My mind's not very clear these days. But right now, what he was telling us to do before he went to the break was take a piece of paper, put a line down the middle, and I'm doing this, Tony. I'm following instructions here. I was always very compliant in class. So on the one side, we've got the word currency. That's on the left-hand side. And what is the right-hand side? Money?
Money.
Money. All right.
Okay, before we start this, because the banks have perpetrated a fraud upon us. I fell for it in the beginning too. that what we carry around in our pocket and what we use to conduct our business and buy our goods and services is supposed to be money. It is not. It is not money, and I'm going to show you why and how that's true.
Okay, so on the left-hand side we've got currency, and you told us to write down.
You have money. Yeah.
You told us to write down medium of exchange and unit of count. On the left-hand
side. These are attributes or what they consist of. So you have the medium of exchange, which is what we use. Unit of account means it has a number. It could be a $1, $5, $10. It's portable. You can carry it around easily and use it. It's somewhat durable. I'll go a little slow here.
So we put durable down.
Yeah, and then put portable and durable. So those are four items so far. It's also divisible. In other words, you buy something for a dollar and you hand them five, they give you back four. Okay, so you have five criteria of so far of what currency is. Medium of exchange, unit of account, portable, durable, divisible. It's also fungible, F-U-N-G-I-B-L-E. And fungible means it's interchangeable. You, what $1 in my pocket buys the same, it's in your pocket.
Okay.
So you have, so now you have those six attributes or criteria. That's currency.
Okay.
All right. On the other side, on the money column, you have medium of exchange. You have all six of those. You can write those six attributes down again. Medium of exchange, a unit of account,
okay.
Portable, durable, divisible, and fungible. But now we have a seventh criteria for money. And if you think about this, the seventh criteria does not apply to what we carry around in our pocket. The seventh criteria is money has a store of value over a long period. A store of value over a long period. Now think about that. 5,000 years ago, the Egyptians had gold, but they didn't work very well as it was money, but they couldn't use it as currency because they had no way to divide it up, weigh it, or it was very irregular. So over time, they developed coinage. And since then, everyone feels gold, excuse me, has a store of value. It's something that you can rely on to go back to use. Can you rely on your currency as a store of value?
Do you think about that?
No. And the reason you can't is because the banks came up with this system of printing currency that isn't backed by anything. We only still use it because we trust each other that you can use, if you pay me for something, I know that I can use it again to give it to somebody else. It's a trust thing that's built up, but it has no store of value. So there's the difference between currency and money.
And Ken, I just had somebody hand me a note. What about this digital age?
That's not money.
So he's holding up. I've got a son in here with me today. He's sitting with his mom. He's holding up a dollar bill and a credit card.
Okay. All right. See, that's okay. Credit. That's another misnomer. What that is they are stealing your time and your freedom with that credit card. Think about that. I'm sorry?
And he's got debit. He's pointing out the debit on it. The word debit.
I mean, yeah. Well, debit's another way for them to just, as soon as you use it, they immediately take that currency out of your account or put it against your account that you got to pay back. I mean, immediately. There's no time lag. Mm. I never use a debit or credit. But anyway, credit is actually debt. And if you don't pay that balance off as soon as you get the statement, then you are enriching the banker through putting yourself in debt. They have stolen your time and freedom by using that credit card.
Good way of putting it. So they're the same until we get to number seven, where it has to show value over a long period. And, of course, when we had a value backing our coinage, you know, it had value. But now we have nothing backing it except our word.
Yeah. Okay,
which changes from day to day.
Okay, here's, I think, a way to illustrate that to the listeners. You walk into a restaurant, and you have your hat on. A man has a hat or a lady has a coat, and you check it. They give you a claim check for that hat and coat that you put in while you go in and eat. When you come back out, you give them the claim check, and you get your value back. Now, when we first printed money, it, if you read at the top of the bill, the currency, the bill, the money, it said redeemable in gold or silver. You had a claim check against a store of value. Well, the bankers couldn't enrich themselves because they can't print more gold and silver. So they came up with this system where they used notes. And it was done back in 1913. So we have been on this system ever since then. Is that clear?
It's how very clear. And, of course, I'm holding my son's dollar bill right now, and it says, this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private.
Yes.
It certainly doesn't say it can be redeemable by gold.
No, it can't. It's just that it's built a trust between us.
They're basically their little IOUs.
That's exactly what it is. And this is something that I came across. There's a woman everyone should try to look up and watch and read on. Her name is Karen Hudes, H-U-D-E-S. She was the World Bank attorney for 12 years, the head legal counsel for the World Bank. She blew the whistle. And on what did she blow the whistle? Well, for example, the World Bank went to the states. Back in that historical review we did, I showed how the states incorporated.
Yes.
And they incorporated because the World Bank told them they couldn't deal in foreign currencies under their constitutions. So they had to incorporate and join the Federal Reserve Bank Corporation. Anyway, what they did, the World Bank issues bonds. In other words, they borrow money and they give you a bond, or you buy the bond, and they're going to give you back your money with interest when that bond comes due. Well, here's what's happened. They have squandered, well, they haven't squandered. It's gone to a few people to enrich them, and the bonds are practically worthless, and every state in the union has bought some of those bonds. And the state attorney generals are the ones who are supposed to regulate the bonds.
Yeah, they don't do their job very well, do they?
They haven't, no.
Now, let me back up just a second, because I didn't get a chance to ask you. Tell me again how to spell her last name. Is this H-U-D-E-S or I-S?
No, E-S. Karen Hudes.
I got it.
She has some videos out and explaining the corruption, and she shows how the corruption goes right to our Congress. Imagine that.
Well, Boehner's going to straighten that all out now that he's in charge. Oh, wait a minute. He's been in charge, hasn't he? we're going into a break, Tony. I want to open up the phone lines. I know several of you have questions that I know they just love to sit and listen to you, but then after you're on the air, they call me with questions. Now's the time to ask Tony your questions at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And yes, we do sell the CDs of the show for $6 to the Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. But you can talk to Tony right here, right now at 877-895-5410. And Tony and Beth Ann will be right back. Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. CSE Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSE Talk Radio can help your business too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan. Sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSE Talk Radio help your business go national.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, the history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csetalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
For credit card use, visit csetalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. Tony, the phones are starting to light up. We have Skits from Nebraska. Skits, how are you today?
I am fine, and you are so wonderful, it's outrageous.
Oh, well, thank you.
Okay. Mr. Antiso, I get you on short wave here, and sometimes things don't come through too good. That lady attorney's name that blew the whistle, her last name is spelled H-U-B as in Bravo or D as in dog?
B as in Bravo.
H-U-B.
No, D, I'm sorry, it's D as in dog. I'm sorry, it's H-U-D as in dog, E-S.
E-S. Oh, thank you.
E-S. Hotel Uniform Delta Edward Sam.
Thank you, sir. And your last name is spelled I-N-T-I-S-O?
That's correct.
Oh, good.
My first name is Anthony.
Hold on a second.
Do you have a book or website or anything where I could turn more people on to you? Because I'd like to hear you on George Norrie's Coast to Coast.
Hey. Now, Skip, let's not go jumping away from CSC Talk Radio. Tony's a regular here.
Look, I know. But here's the thing. That you and George and Alex Jones and people like us, I mean, we're way different, but we got one common goal. We're sick of the bull crap. We're sick of being lied to. We're sick of being enslaved. We want to see this Constitution come back in to be what it was. And we want to have the right to what we produce and to keep what we produce and exchange what we produce, and to hell with these scum-sucking parasites.
So, well, what we're doing, Skits, what we're doing here on CSC Talk Radio is we tell the truth. But then it doesn't do us any good to tell the truth and get angry about it if we don't get busy and do something about it. We have to give a solution, and that's the difference between, at least I don't listen to the other shows all that much because I cannot, but that is the difference between CSC Talk Radio and any other talk show. It's not about what we're saying, it's about what we need to be doing. And so Anthony is a regular here, and he's writes in the pen, and that's a good way to get that word out as well, is to subscribe to the pen. He's been a faithful helper with me with that. He put a series of it about the incorporation, and we've just got to get the word out. There's no doubt about it, Skits. Go ahead, Tony.
I know there's other callers, but Skip, there is a solution, as Beth Ann says, and it's called to each county has to start and legally establish the republic, reestablish the republic as originally founded, and there is a process to do that. And I cover that on a website, jeffersonrepublic.org. JeffersonRepublic.org. And if you have any questions, put an email on there to me, and I'll get back to you.
All right. Appreciate the call, Skits. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Okay. That's what I needed.
Thank you.
Hey.
Thank you, Skits. We have Sherry from Kansas. Sherry, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. My condolences to you.
Thank you.
Tony, hi.
Hi. How are you?
Okay. I don't know if you know anything about this, but I think you might, because I really appreciate your scholarship. Supposedly, and I guess this was somewhere after 1933, after the bankruptcy, there was supposed to be a governor's meeting. I don't know what year it was, but supposedly the governor sold us out, and it's basically why we don't really own our property anymore, our land or our cars, or they can.
Well, okay.
Do you know anything about that?
Yes, ma'am. There's an organization called the National Governors Council, headquartered in Lexington, Kentucky. It's all 50 governors belong to it, and they have an annual meeting. Where they gave up, well, they lost the states' rights when they didn't stand against the illegal 17th Amendment that was never ratified really legally. But anyway, 1968 and 1969 were probably the pivotal years, and Reagan was governor in California at that time. And I have the complete ledger and notes and records of both of those conferences wherein they agreed to draft new constitutions for every state. And the reason was the World Bank came to them and said, you can't deal in foreign currency or bonds because your state constitutions prevent you, so you have to incorporate. So the states incorporated, and they took over everything in that incorporation instead of a state government. So that's probably when that happened, ma'am, Sherry.
Actually, this is something that happened in the 30s, and it's supposedly in the Book of the States, the first one, and I guess that's really rare to find, and that's what I was talking about. But it's
the Book of Statutes,
the Book of the States, which is something
States
to do with the governors. And I don't know how long that National Governors Conference has been into existence, but this is something that the governors met, and it was sometime between 1933 and 1937, I believe, and they basically sold us out, and it's one of the reasons that we do not own our land, and we do not own our cars.
Well, okay, what the governors did, or what happened in between 33 and 37, was there was an act passed, and at the moment I can't think of what it was. The name escapes me, but that's when Roosevelt said you got to turn your gold in, and then they had the Bretton Woods Agreements Act and the meeting of all of the United States, which represented all the states, and 44 nations, and they came up with a new system. And it may have happened in the Bretton Woods Agreement Act, but that was 1944. I'll have to do some research on that. I'm taking some notes here, and I'll try to see if I can find something for you.
Okay, right. Tony, I really appreciate your scholarship.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you. We have Steve from Illinois. Steve?
Hey, good morning. Hey, your guest has more of a historical knowledge than I do. You know, you go back to 1986, our country began minting U.S. Gold and silver eagles. Prior to that, we had gone through over 10 years of very high inflation where for all practical purposes, our currency did fail. I'm wondering if the beginning of 1986, it actually was a reaction to that we actually have to do something with actually provide some type of a hard basis for people.
I don't think the bankers are that benevolent, to be honest with you. I don't know the reason why they started minting the gold, the gold eagles again. Silver and gold.
You know, our coinage was part silver until 1964, 90% silver, and then we got away from it. And, it didn't take long for us to go into a very high inflation period. And now, in 1986, they began, actually producing hard currency.
Yes, that's correct. Now, and if people had been smart, they should have started picking up on that and then using that and not using the other. But nobody did it.
Mm-hmm. Sure, sure.
All right.
I wish that would have happened.
We're going into a break. Steve, is that what you had to say?
That's all I had to say.
All right. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate
your
call.
Thank you, Steve.
We have some other callers holding. Keep holding. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Now's the time to talk to Tony. 877-895-5410. We'll have him on again. But now's the time. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSE Talk Radio. C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets. They own pets. They love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pet, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in 1-unit 50-pound bags available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store, as well as home delivery. Call for pricing, 417-452-2781. C&J Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today, 417-452-2781, or visit them online at cjdogfood.net. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
In the book, The Flip Side of Feminism, Suzanne Vanker and Phyllis Schlafly provide readers with a new view of women in America, one that runs counter to what Americans have been besieged with for decades. Their book demonstrates that conservative women are, in fact, the most liberated women in America and the folks to whom young people should be turning for advice. It's time to liberate America from feminism's dead-end road. While modern women enjoy unprecedented freedom and opportunities, Vanker and Schlafly argue that this progress is not the result of feminism. I'm a woman and mother of five. I know both the work world and the joys of at-home raising a family. Don't allow the society to tell you that motherhood is demeaning. Raising my sons was the most rewarding job I ever accomplished. Order The Flip Side of Feminism now for only $25. Visit our website, csctalkradio.com. For check or money order, mail to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I am visiting today with Tony and Tiso. We are talking about the difference between currency and money. And we have callers just, they're ready and waiting to ask you questions. We have Scott from Texas. Scott, how are you today?
Hi, Scott.
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to say our condolences on your loss. And
Thank you.
We enjoy your program, first time caller. And I want to ask Tony if he knew anything about the Bitcoin that's becoming so popular and even traded in other countries, if he knew anything about that exchange.
Yes. You've got to go to the root of who started it and why they started it and look at it. Excuse me. When we did that exercise earlier in the show, the difference between currency and money, a Bitcoin is currency. It's not money. It has no store of value over a long period of time. What it is, it's like a stock on the stock exchange. You can buy, sell, and trade it, and that's where people are, and you're being manipulated. The Bitcoin is not going to, it'll make some people wealthy, but not most.
Okay.
I don't know if that helped at all.
That help you, Scott?
Well, it's something new that I heard about, and I was just wanting to know because I thought maybe it was something that we could use to barter with or whatever if our currency got in a bad situation.
Well, you could if you. But tell me, if you were to use that, just like you use paper money today, it has nothing behind it. In other words, if they decide to change it, you're left out in the cold. If the Bitcoin's the same thing, there's no store of value in that Bitcoin. It's just that someone developed it, and people recognized it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said that may be true, but at least it cuts the world bankers out of the situation.
It don't help you, though, that much.
You know,
it still has no value.
Scott, I'm going to move on. I appreciate your call. Did you have another question?
No, that was all I was thinking about right now, and I appreciate the time here.
Thank you very much, Scott. Appreciate you.
Bye now.
Thank you. We have Bob from Michigan. Bob, how are you today?
Yes, I'm fine, thank you. And I just wanted to make a comment about your currency and money division exercise there in the paper. I think it would be fair to say, and see if you agree with this, that in order to make the currency divisible and exchangeable and get change and so on, is that the bankers issued these notes from originally money or something that was backed by gold, silver, et cetera, that had that store of value so that you could exchange it. And that's where they got the bait and switch kind of a thing, where they were issuing these notes that were supposedly to represent a store of value in their vault someplace, which we know is a farce, too. And if you could tell me just real quick your URL for the Jefferson, what was it, jeffersonwhatever.org that you had, too.
Yeah, JeffersonRepublic.org. And you're exactly right. They did a bait and switch. And they had this in mind when they started it, when they formed the Federal Reserve Bank as a private corporation. They had this in mind. They already had it planned out. These guys plan things 10, 15, 20 years in advance. So they know where they're going. And you're absolutely correct on that.
All right, we're going to have to move on. We're running out of time, and I've got callers holding. We've got Kenny from Nebraska.
Beth, am I on?
Yes, you are.
Yes, Beth, I wanted to state to Tony that we were involved. I was involved with this in Nebraska, what he's talking about. We presented a tax bill with money of value that we asked them what we ought to pay it in, and they ignored that, for one. We were involved in the common law court back in the 90s, declaring that the War Powers Act, the Trading with the Enemy Act, was a violation of the Constitution. We presented that to our state senate and got nowhere. I'd like to know what his solution is for all this.
Okay, and I'll do this real quick. We started a process here in the county I live in, which is up against the Oregon border in extreme northern California. We got on the ballot. I'm not going to go through the whole process. For the people to vote to reestablish the republic form of government as stated in the Constitution, the original Constitution. And we got it on the ballot. That's how you're going to bypass your county government, your state legislatures, and you put the power back into the people. Initiative petition for them to vote for reestablishing the republic form of government in their county. And if you can do that in one county and then get the next county, pretty soon over time, we're going to have it all back.
It goes back to what I say every day. We've got to do that. We were intended and established to be governed locally, and that's how we're going to have to take it back, one county at a time. Thank you, Kenny. I've got one more caller. I've got Dennis from South Dakota. Dennis, we're just about out of time. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, my understanding is that gold and silver...
Dennis, can you turn your radio down? We're getting an echo.
I don't have my radio on.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, then.
That gold and silver is considered property, not money. And you can trade gold and silver and the dollar on the market. Is that correct?
You can do anything you want with gold and silver. It is property, but it is also a store of value. In other words, it's something that doesn't deteriorate, it doesn't depreciate, it doesn't wear away, it never corrodes. So, and that's why it has become the standard of a store of value. And you can trade it back and forth. And it's your property, what gold and silver you have in physically in your hand. Yes, it's your property. That's correct.
All right. We are just about out of time. Dennis, thank you so much for your call. Tony, we've got about 30 or 40 seconds. Yeah, let's give your website again, and that's JeffersonRepublic.org, and I'm going to let you finish it up.
Okay. I just wanted to comment a couple other things. When the G20 met last year, they were supposed to pass that bail-in, and they did. They got it in the $1 trillion bill. But the other thing is that the Federal Reserve Bank is losing control, and there's going to be a currency going on, right? A war going on shortly.
All right.
So we'll probably
that might be a topic for another show, the currency war. Thank you, Tony, so much. I know you've really helped a lot of people. I appreciate all that you do. And let's talk this afternoon. Maybe we can get a short article written up for the Pen so that people can get to that. You know, it's going to take every one of us. He says we got to do it one county at a time, and that means America has got to stand together to bring America home. Are you frustrated with your current job, not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people just like you get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
Samuel Adams once said, "It doesn't take a majority to win, just a tireless minority that will keep starting brush fires in the minds and hearts of their fellow men." Become a member of our Bring America Home campaign. Membership is $10. We'll reward you with a certificate of your commitment to do your part to bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is your common sense voice, and we need your help to stay on the air and fight this fight for America's true homeland constitutional security. Send $10 to CSC Talk Radio. Note that you want a membership certificate to join our Bring America Home campaign. Send $10 and join today. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. That's just $10 as you join CSC Talk Radio for our Bring America Home campaign certificate. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. As Samuel Adams suggested, let's start a few brush fires as we bring America home. Thank you.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but it's in our house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study, and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are and were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic State? Yes. Order now. $16.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, and one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy of Radical Islam in the House. Only $16.99.